Hello? It's Chris.
Hello, Chris?
Yes.
Hi, this is Mark from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well. What is Local Splash?
I spoke to you last October and December. This is for digital marketing advertising. So we can put your business. Yes, I spoke to you last time. You said that you want me to call you back around mid-March. So we can put your business in the first page of Google, get you more qualified and quality leads directly from Google for the jobs you're looking for, help you out with your website, Google profile. We've been in the business for 20 years and we are a Google channel partner. So I'm pretty confident we can go ahead and help you out. Just wanted to ask you, you're able to handle more business, right?
Yeah, we just did that home and garden show here in Conroe. We actually got some really good leads and stuff. Honestly, right now I am driving. I'll be on the road for the next hour and 20 minutes. So I just left Livingston. I'm heading back southbound back home, but the traffic's gonna be all, you know, pretty slow for going. Let me try getting back. I can call you back on this number tomorrow, or is this like a universal number?
Universal number. Or do you want me to call you back tomorrow?
Yeah. Try calling me back tomorrow where I'm not on the road, and let's see if we can sit down and talk about it a little bit more.
Like what time?
I remember having a conversation. Try calling me around 1-ish or so when we're taking lunch. I'm not going to be driving. I'll go do it at lunchtime.
Exactly 1 p.m.?
Yeah, somewhere in there. 1:15, somewhere in there.
So 1 or 1:15, which is better?
it doesn't matter. Like I said, you know, around that time frame.
Okay, I'll call you around 1, exactly 1. And you were saying something earlier, like you're going to ask a question?
No. I was just saying, you know, you had asked me about, you know, can I handle a larger volume? And I said, well, we had just did that home and garden show when we, in Conroe at the, Lone Star Convention Hall. And we got some really good leads on it. We've been, following up on the leads. And we've had several appointments we've set this week and next week from that show. Currently right now, I got a job I'm trying to finish by this weekend. I have another job to move on to, plus we're at the springtime. So we're going to get kind of busy really quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and right now I am 2 trucks down, so I'm trying to get a transmission in one truck and a motor in another. So it's just been a pain in the butt.
Got it.
But,
yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from, and just wanted to give you a heads up that this is an exclusive position we'll be filling out today. The reason I'm calling you today is we do have our limited first page position availability in your area. This listing will be exclusive to you and is designed to generate a positive return on investment by bringing you the jobs you're looking for directly from Google. Then once we find an eligible business today like you, we stop these phone calls to the area so we won't be working with your competition. And the good thing here, it's not like we'll flip a switch and overwhelm you, but we provide you with a steady flow. So a lot of our clients were intimidated by being overwhelmed by business, but what they've done is by using our program, they're able to increase their profit margin by cherry-picking the business they want. I also just wanted to ask you, you are the sole owner of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is the business now licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, both licensed and insured, correct?
I'm insured. What do you mean by license? I mean, you're talking about like,
do you need like a license with like landscaping, yard, or garden installation?
We're licensed. My dad has a license for like irrigation installation, so he's licensed for state. I don't have a license for irrigation, for landscaping, but again, my dad, he's a bachelor's in horticulture.
Got it. And how long have you been licensed and insured?
Dad's been, he's had his licenses forever. The insurance, you know, we just renew it every year. you know, we have a liability insurance and coverage and stuff like that for purposes of larger jobs, or even if I have to do a commercial. Yeah, it's a yearly subscription, a yearly deal, but I mean, we have,
got it.
What is that? Can't think of
like
that.
Really just like subscription or whatnot, like, renewals.
Yeah. When I come, I pay for a year and then you go the whole year, and at the end of the year, we'll pay another for the next year. So, it's got workman's comp on it. It's got, liability insurance, that kind of stuff.
Got it. And your base zip code is 77304, correct?
77301.
One, my bad. And also, how far are you willing to travel for a new client? Like, how many miles?
Like I said, I'm driving up to Livingston, but the Livingston job was based upon my mom's, it's her best friend. So I'm doing it for her. normally I don't go this far, but I'll go to Huntsville. If it's about an hour out or about that, so I'll go down to Huntsville, I'll go out to Kingwood. Huh?
30 miles?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, I've gone down to North Houston before. I've gone out to Cypress. I've gone out to Montgomery. I've gone up to Huntsville. That kind of thing, so.
Okay, and also, are you able to do residential, commercial? Or you can do
residential,
both?
Residential, yes. I do more residential than I do commercial. I'd rather lean commercial.
You can do both.
Commercial, I can do both, but I mean, I don't like it because a lot of times with commercial, they want to do the, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, you know, before they pay you scenario. And, we're a smaller company, and I can't fund a project, you know, if it's a $100,000 project, and I've got to be coming up with 50 grand to be able to start the project to wait for, you know, them to get around to paying me at the end of the month or something like that. So, you know, I don't like doing it. I've done it in the past, but it makes my cash flow hurt.
Yeah.
And,
because
I feel
like the late, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'd rather just get in and
residential.
Meet somebody, write up a contract and say, you know, here, you know, this is what we're doing. This is our payment schedules. On Thursday, we'll pick up this. Next week, we'll pick up that.
Mm-hmm.
On completion, there's a 10% at completion. Until you're happy with it, then we'll collect the final 10%, and that's it.
Got it. And also, do you currently have an active website or no?
I do not. I need to get a new one.
There you go. We can go ahead and also help you out with that, like what we discussed last time. And we'll also, again, let me pull some pricing details for you. If we could generate more business for you, get you the results that you're looking for, help you out with your website, Google profile, Meta, Facebook, or whatnot, I'm pretty sure you would consider options today, right?
An option today?
Uh-huh. Like, for example, you're not currently working with any marketing advertising, right?
No, like I said, the only thing I do is I got word of mouth, and I do
organic
home and garden shows.
Got it. So let me pull on some pricing details for you. I do have here my pricing director, so he or she can provide you the details of the program as well as the pricing on how we can help you out. Put the business in the first page, get you more qualified and quality leads, help you out with your website, Google profile, Facebook, or social media. And also, just wanted to verify, Christopher, creative landscapes or legacy landscapes, what is the name of the business itself?
It's legacy landscapes. The DBA expired, and I came up with a different name because of the fact that there are a lot of creative landscapes in my area. Like, I've gone to my vendors, and there's like a new girl that showed up at a vendor, and the new girl is saying, you know, what's your company's name? And the other girl would know who I am. And I said, my name is Chris, I'm with Creative Landscaping, and they would say, okay, well, then which one? And I'm like, what do you mean which one? And I said, well, there's about 10 of them here. Which one is yours? And it's like, you know, well, you know, does it say Wakefield next to it? And it says, oh, okay, I found it right here. It says Wakefield. Yeah, that's you. But there's literally, there's 10 other creative landscapings in my area. So, and it wasn't just only the mulch yards. I've, you know, done it with Ewing Irrigation Supply or Site One or, you know, A&A Stone or Living Earth or all these places that I buy my materials and stuff like that from and with. They've gone the same thing. They've mm-hmm. you know, there's at least okay. 10 or so plus people. So.
Okay. So yeah, let me go ahead and pull up some pricing details for you. If we could generate more business for you, get you the results that you're looking for, I'm pretty sure you would consider moving forward today, right?
I would consider moving forward, but again, I'm driving. I don't have a way of writing all this stuff down right now. I'm like I said, tomorrow would be better timing for me, mm-hmm. where I can actually dedicate some time and actually listen to you and be able to write things down and get more. Like I said, right now it's just I don't have the ability to do this right now.
Since we're already on the phone and my manager's right here, how about you listen to the details, and if you like it, then you can secure this for your company today. Is that fair?
I can listen to it, yeah.
Okay. So just give me one quick moment here. And again, Christopher, I'm just putting here now, still creative landscapes, but it's still on the legacy side, right? Legacy Landscapes,
yeah,
now for the new name.
Yeah, the new name is Legacy okay. Landscapes. I completely, the other company's closed down. I opened up a new one with a different bank, and it's under Legacy Landscapes. And the only reason
got
being
it.
It's I'm a sixth generation horticulturalist. So
got it.
So my dad, my grandfather, my great grandfather, my great great, and my great 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 grandfather were all landscapers or horticulturists going back to England. So that's the reason I chose the name Legacy to kind of pass it on. Do you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, is this Chris?
This is Chris.
Hi, my name is Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Who's this?
My name is Chris. I'm one of the
pricing directors.
Oh, you're
Chris too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see you're Christopher, but I'm Christian, so both
okay.
go by Chris.
You're good.
Yeah,
I go by Chris. It's just easier.
Yeah, most definitely. So, you know, I definitely want to, you know, cut to the chase, and, you know, I